Time. There we go.
We'll call this council meeting to order, of course, and I believe it's 7 o'clock. I'll get to, say 7 o'clock up there?
No.
Okay.
8 seconds early.
I would ask, as is our practice, that everyone stand and our clerk will open up with a word of prayer.
O Lord, our heavenly Father, teach us to put to good account whatever talents thou hast lent us, to discuss with patience and zeal the municipal affairs which have come before us this day, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Let me welcome everyone. Good evening, and pleasure always to see people attending our council meeting, especially when we have Gino here. That being said, I will at this time ask members of council, had anyone any pecuniary interest they wish to declare? Hearing none, will allow that to be entered into the minutes, and perhaps during the course of this meeting, one finds themselves in conflict, notification to the chair, and certainly identifying what the conflict is, and we'll enter it as such. That brings us to the previous minutes that were held by this particular council. What is your pleasure? Deputy Mayor Sutherland.
I'll move receipt of the, or move the special in-camera meeting and the regular council meeting be approved.
Been moved. Supported by Councilor Puget. All in favor? Opposed? It's carried. We'll bring it to our presentation.
Our first presentation to Gerald Wismer, congratulatory plaque for induction into the Agricultural Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and we have in our presence this evening Jerry Wismer, and Jerry, a local individual from this community out of the township of Anadon, went to General Amherst, and I would think to myself, if Mr. Seide could see you today, he wouldn't be surprised anyway, because Jerry comes from a well-established family, and the old adage, if it's in the roots, it comes out in the branches, and it certainly applies in this particular case. Jerry's had a very successful career in agriculture, graduating from Amherst, and then, of course, going to Ridgetown, and all the rest is history, save and except, of course, the breeding of horses, which he is so noted for. So it gives me great pleasure, Jerry, at this time, having regard for the fact that you have been inducted into the Essex County Agriculture Hall of Fame, that the Corporation of the Town of Amherstburg, on behalf of the council, administration, and staff, but more importantly, on behalf of the residents, we'd like to present you with this plaque of appreciation for your work in our community and in the field of agriculture.
Obviously knows more about me than maybe what he'd like to tell. But anyway, I did graduate from Ridgetown College 50 years ago this past April, and Ridgetown was a great experience for me. One of the things that I learned there in my senior year, probably one of the last classes I had, the only lady instructor that we had said something like this: when you go home from here, it's a known fact that more than 50% of you will return to the farm to farm. And when you do, and the rest of you will go into agriculture or into business or into the automotive industry or whatever. And when you do, when you receive your check for your grain or your check from where you work, don't just go home and sit down and do nothing and complain about where you work and what goes on, but do something. Get involved and try and help the other people who are in that industry. Wherever you find yourself for the rest of your life living, don't just go down to the town hall and pay your taxes and then go home and complain about what they do with the money. But get involved. Get involved in your community. There are many things that you can do. Minor sports, council, planning board, committees of adjustment, and all those kinds of things. And finally, if you're so inclined to go to church, don't just sit in the pew and put a couple of bucks in the basket when it goes by, but ask the minister or the priest or the pastor if you can help and be involved. And so that is how I molded my life. I've been involved in all of those things through minor sports and a lot of things with the community, the old community in Malden, and then the amalgamated community in Amherst. So thank you very much for this plaque. I really appreciate it, and I won't just sit home and complain about what council does.
Our next presentation, participation agreement of viewpoints with Terry Bradshaw TV series.
Do you want to move receipt of the presentation first, Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sure. Been moved. Is there a supporter? Council of Appeal supports it. All in favor? Motion to carry.
Good evening, Your Worship, and esteemed members of Council. It is my pleasure today to share with you the opportunity that the town of Amherst has to advertise itself as a community that is one of the best places to live, work, and play. Those of us that presently enjoy living, working, and playing in Amherst know what a gem that the town really is, and this opportunity will allow us to share it across North America. Viewpoints with Terry Bradshaw TV series, which has been launched by U.S. Media Television Incorporated, has approached the town of Amherst regarding an opportunity to be highlighted on a five-minute segment, and it's going to educate its viewers on the best places to live, work, and play in the United States and Canada. Viewpoints is a unique program that transcends today's standard television fare. The show provides viewers with information that matters to them. It will provide the informed and educated audience with fresh new concepts in today's changing world. The show has produced many successful segments on the following topics: business and technology, the environment, family, education, health, home, lifestyle, and travel, and that is where we'll be falling under. Prior to engaging in our conference call this evening with the associate producer of Viewpoints, I would like to play a message for you from the host of the show, Terry Bradshaw.
Hello, folks. I'm Terry Bradshaw. If we end up working together, this could be the start of an exciting relationship. I encourage you to take an active role in the pre-production and development of the story. Specific details about the series are included in these materials. Please take a few minutes to review and acquaint yourself with the process. I urge you to take full advantage of this opportunity by helping us create an exciting and educational story. Now, while I'm the host and the narrator of these segments, it's your organization that lives it. Thank you very much.
At this time, I'm going to attempt to connect us with Mark Gottfried. He is the associate producer of Viewpoints, and he will take us through the selection and production process.
Thank you.
Hi, good evening, Mark.
Yes, Christina?
Yes, thank you. This should be a good connection. We greatly appreciate your time here tonight. I have before you our council, Mayor Wayne Hurst, Deputy Mayor Ron Sutherland, Councillor Diane Pouget, Councillor Barty Pasquale, Councillor John Sutton, Councillor Carolyn Davies, and Councillor Robert Pilon.
Good. Well, it's good to meet everybody, at least over the phone, and Wayne, it's good to talk to you again.
You too, Mark. Nice hearing from you.
Yeah, can everybody hear me okay?
Yes, we're great on our end. Can you hear us on your end?
Okay. Thank you for inviting me, first of all, to your council meeting and taking this time to explain the project. Christina, of course, has put together a very good presentation and very detailed, but what I'd like to do is just kind of give you an overview and then, if anybody has any questions, I'm going to be available to answer any questions for you. But, the purpose of this program, this show, is to educate viewers on best places to live, work, and play on our Discover Canada series. We want to inform viewers of the quality of life in the town of Amherstburg and the many amenities that the city has to offer. Inform the viewers on the history, lifestyle, education, infrastructure, and why this city would be an ideal community to raise a family in a thriving environment. And basically, to give you kind of a sense of what our timeline is for the project, we're about 75 to 90 days from filming to occur. And what we do is arrive at the best location for the film shoot, and then we end up taking all the necessary footage needed to edit back to the best 5 minutes of content. How our segment begins is with our host, Terry Bradshaw, doing a brief introduction to the guest community. Also, because Mr. Bradshaw narrates the segment, we like to take a magazine-style format approach, so the conceptual direction for this story is going to be best places to live, work, and play. And then how we represent the story visually is through the footage that we can pile on the film shoot. We then combine those visuals with at least one community spokesperson for the on-camera interview, and that's so we can effectively communicate the needed information to the viewers as well. One other element that we do welcome to each story, but it's not a prerequisite, is a third-party interview, and in some cases, it's going to be someone that lives there, works there, plays there, and they kind of share their whole thought process on the way in which, they go about doing that every day. So overall, that's the direction that we take with the five-minute segment. Now, as far as the distribution of the series, the way it's going to work, this segment will air a total of 35 times. There'll be two national airings, one in Canada on BNN, which is the Business News Network, and the other national airing will be in the United States on the Discovery Channel. The other 33 airings will be split between Canada and the U.S. through regional news networks. And just so all of you understand, we're not representative or related to the networks on which we air. We're an independent production studio. The Viewpoint is our series. But our advantage is we secure our own fixed position airtime in 30-minute increments on these networks. That's how the production, kind of an overview of it. If anybody has any questions at this time, I'll be happy to take them.
Thank you, Mark, for that presentation. Question, Councillor Davies first.
Thank you very much, and thank you, Mark, for taking the time to talk with us. I watched a number of your programming clips on the internet, and I was very impressed. One of the questions I'm asking, though, is how did you choose to select us?
Yeah, very good question, Carolyn. It's what I do is I give my research department specific requirements of what I'm looking for my stories. And there might have been some press or maybe something written up about your city that came to my attention, and then that's when I contacted the mayor.
Thank you.
Councilor Sutton?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mark, just out of curiosity, what's your target audience and what's the potential exposure for the town? And as a follow-up to that, how many communities across Canada will also be featured similar to Amherstburg?
Yeah, as far as target market, you know, just so you understand as it pertains to television audiences, you know, we choose specific networks that line up with the show's content. This coupled with requiring the guests to give input as to which regional markets are the most relevant for the program's content assures a targeted approach. And one of the requirements for any guest of the show is what's called a distribution checklist, where the guests would select, in this case, up to 50 markets in the U.S. and Canada, where they feel, you know, that their story and message is going to best be received. What was the second part of your question?
The second part was how many communities across Canada will be featured like Amherstburg?
Yeah, what we're trying to do is maybe get a city or, you know, community or town from different regions of Canada. So there might be one from, you know, British Columbia, one from Alberta, one from Ontario, but, you know, to represent the different regions.
Perfect. Thank you.
Councilor DePasquale.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Nice to be with you tonight, Mark. A very interesting project. Just a question on, should we go through with this venture with you? When would you start this?
Did you say when would we start?
No, no. When would you start our project?
Yes. You know, from really the very beginning, from the time the agreement is, you know, approved by both your city and ourselves, it then goes to our vice president of production, and we begin the scripting process almost immediately. So I would say, you know, from the time the agreement is signed, it'll start, you know, right away, probably maybe within a week.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Any other questions of council at this time? If not, let me just say, Mark, on behalf of council, we certainly appreciate having the opportunity to listen to you and the presentation that you have made. And we have spoken on a couple occasions relative to this, but I think this is a great opportunity of choice for our community. And certainly, as you had touched on, you usually hear about the larger cities that people go to try, of course, to get information relative to that, but a small town such as Amherstburg, this is just a wonderful, I think, opportunity to increase our profile and our presence, and just to show that Amherstburg is the best place to live, work, and play in. So once again, I want to thank you for that presentation this evening.
Well, very good. Well, it was good talking to everybody, and, you know, we're looking forward to work on a good segment with your town, and so thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Take care.
Okay, Christina. Bye-bye.
With respect to the presentation, discussion with Councilor Sutton.
Well, I'm going to move the recommendation that the report be received. That council approve the unbudgeted economic development advertising initiative expense of $24,800 and the financing of said expense through the working capital reserve, and further that bylaw 2012-46 being a bylaw authorizing the execution of a participation agreement between the town of Amherstburg and Viewpoints with Terry Bradshaw TV series launched by U.S. Media Television Incorporated be taken as having been read three times and finally passed, and the mayor and clerk be authorized to sign same thereto.
Is there a support for that? Councilor Davies supports that motion. Further discussion? Councilor Sutton.
Just a couple of quick points, and certainly already touched on it, Mr. Mayor, but there's an investment required, but at the same time, I think this is recognition of the investments that have been made over the years. whether that be investments in our infrastructure, our beautification of our parks, which are second to none in this region, the concern and care we take in pride of ownership in terms of the environment, our focus on inclusivity in our recreation department as underscored by the development of the United Community Credit Union Complex and the Miracle League, the ability to work with service clubs like the Rotary Club to get our inclusive playground and splash pad, our designation as the safest community in Canada, and of course all of that, the ability to work with and the collaboration we foster with our senior levels of government. So as indicated by the producer, this isn't an opportunity that's being afforded to many communities across Canada, so it really is a feather in our cap, something for our citizens to be proud of, and I think the result of years of hard work by previous councils and members of this community. So it really is a day to be proud of for all of Amherstburg.
Councillor Davies.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I agree with the words of Councillor Sutton. I also think it's an opportunity for us to display the area in relationship to investment, because if it's a safe town to live in, play in, and enjoy, you're going to attract more investment. So I'm hoping that there can be a little bit of a touch on the extreme value of a number of areas where a industry could come in.
Councillor Dietrich-Waller.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I'm quite impressed with this presentation, and I think it's some very positive step for us to get involved in this. It does cost some money. During my career, I'm aware of other municipalities that got into lower types of TV productions, not as popular as this one, and it paid a lot more money. And from what I understand, we can use the tape, et cetera, done by these people and have it broadcast wherever we want, so we can use it for a long time down the road.
You know, Councillor Pouchet, followed by Deputy Mayor Sutton.
Thank you, Mayor Hurst. I'll be very brief. I concur entirely with my fellow councillors. Although it is an unbudgeted item of $24,800, I don't think we could ever get this exposure for this amount of money, and I think it would be a great benefit for our community.
Deputy Mayor Sutherland.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I think all the accolades have been spoken. I can't add to that, but I just have one quick question, Christina. Did they approach us or did we approach them?
They actually approached us. So as Mayor John Sutton has stated before, and the mayor, this is definitely due to the work of all of the council previous to ours and our council, all of the previous administration and the residents in town that have placed the town of Amherstburg on the map, and all of the work that has been done today.
Right. Thank you.
Councillor Pilon, I'd be remiss if I didn't get you in there.
Well, and you know what? I was sitting here thinking the same thing. He's going to think I got laryngitis or something. So, no, everybody said it. It's great. And I think the best thing of the whole thing is they approached us. So it goes to show from the fruits of our labor over the years how it's worked out. Thank you.
Big things happen when you do the little thing right. Thank you. On the motion.
That motion on the floor.
All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried unanimously.
Brings us to reports under Recreation Culture Park 6.1 Canada Day Celebration and Ice Cream Festival.
Councillor Pouget.
There's a report submitted by Dean Colfer regarding the Canada Day Celebration and Ice Cream Festival received. The council received and approved the July 1st, 2012 program for the Canada Day celebration at Fort Malden National Historic Park, which includes the collaboration of the Amherstburg Ice Cream Festival at Toddy Jones Park. The council approved the road closure at Laird and Fort Malden Drive, north of the park up to North Street, to allow for high pedestrian use between the two sites as shown on the attached map. And further, that council waived the Toddy Jones Park reservation fee of $150 for the organizer of the Amherstburg Ice Cream Festival.
There is support for that motion. Councillor Davies supports it. Motion discussion, if any, at this time. Councillor Davies, if you would.
Yes, I'm pleased to see this go through. Certainly the combination of the ice cream festival and the Canada Day celebrations is a wonderful mix for people of different interests, and it seems to bring more people to both. One of the questions I was just wondering about, is there any reason why in relationship to the fireworks that we couldn't have a pass the hat? That's done in a number of communities. The public works people put it on, but there's often a pass the hat for those who really want to be able to contribute to it, and that allows for seed money to go towards the next year's festival. And I'm just wondering if that's a possibility. I'm not making a motion. I'm just asking the question.
I wouldn't want to entertain a motion relative to that at this time. I think what you might want to do, and that information will be given back, and the committee can go through it and make a decision relative to that.
Just a thought.
But it's food for thought. Yeah. Anyone else? Councillor Pouget.
Thank you, Mayor Hirst. And through you too, Anne, I believe that it is set for the swearing-in ceremony of our new citizens. And do they have a number just yet?
Yes, through to you, Mr. Mayor, to Councillor Pouget. That's correct. We do have the citizenship ceremony, and currently there's about 60 new Canadians to be sworn in.
On the motion, no further discussion. All in favor? Hold the motion again, Ms. Cherry. 6.2.
Fighting Island Boxing Club event.
Councillor Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move receipt of the report and approval of the closure schedule as outlined.
There is support for that. Councillor DePasquale supports that motion. Any further discussion? Councillor Pinon, if you would.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. There's just one thing. Looking at the map, where they're going to close it off in front of the Legion, I was wondering if it looks like coming down Housie Street, there may be a bottleneck unless they make Murray a two-way at that end for the evening.
Mm-hmm,
well, if you look at where the shutoff, there were people that turn left onto Dalhousie from Richmond, it will be a dead end. Everybody will have to turn around. See, Murray Street was a one-way, it goes to the river. And that's all. That's just a suggestion that they look at something like that. I should have talked to somebody before, but I didn't.
They've had it there before, but I think they can talk about it and report back.
I think it can.
Direction to administration to do that. If they,
okay. Then I'll just as direction. Sure.
Sure. No problem.
Thank you.
Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor? Opposed? Motion again is carried unanimously.
Amsburg's Gone Crazy Show event.
Councillor DePasquale.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I move that the report submitted by Dean Culver of May 31st, 2012, regarding the Amsburg Gone Car Crazy Show to be held on the 29th of July, 2012, be received, and further that council approve the waiving of fees to Toddy Jones Park and road closure schedule as well.
There is support for that. Councillor Pouget supports that. Motion? Discussion? Hearing none. All in favor? Again, motion is carried unanimously.
6.4, waive fee for Toddy Jones Park Pavilion Lighthouse Baptist Church.
Councillor Pouget.
With the report by Dean Culver, dated June 4, 2012, be received. And further, that council agreed to waive the rental fee for the pavilion at Toddy Jones Park for the Lighthouse Baptist Church event to be held on June 17, 2012.
Third supporter for that, Councillor Davies supports that motion. Discussion at this time? If not, all in favor? Opposed? Motion again is carried unanimously.
Item 7.1, unexpected roof repair, police building.
Councillor Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Move receipt of that report and further that council approve the financing of the roof repair through the working capital reserve.
It's been moved. Supported by Councillor Pinon. Further discussion? Councillor Pouget.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I understand that at the end of the year, if there's money left over, that they plan on reimbursing the working capital reserve. Is that the Amherstburg police budget, or is that the budget overall?
Amherstburg police budget.
Okay. On the motion, all in favor? Hold motion again is carried unanimously.
Reports engineering infrastructure 11.1, Amherstburg water distribution system, drinking water quality management system, transfer accreditation body.
Councilor DePasquale, if you would.
Thank you, Worship. I move that the report by Mr. Zarlinga, dated 31st of August 2012, regarding the water distribution system, drinking water quality management system, transfer accreditation body be received, and further that council accept administration's recommendation to transfer the accreditation services under the municipal drinking water licensing program from the Canadian General Standards Board to NSF International Strategic Restrictions.
There's support for that motion. Deputy Mayor Sutherland supports that motion. Further discussions? Hearing none, all in favor? Again, it's carried unanimously.
Reports under Treasury, 13.1 signing officers.
Councilor Puget.
That the report by Paul Bennett shall be received. That Mayor Wayne Hurst and Deputy Mayor Ronald Sutherland be appointed as elected signatories. That Christina Tozar DiPaolo be added as a staff signatory, in addition to Paul Benichel, Pamela Malott, Ben Nivano, Riganosi. That a combination of signatures by one elected official and one appointed official be required on any and all checks drawn upon the bank accounts of the Town of Amherstburg. And further, that bylaw 2012-45 being a bylaw to appoint bank signing authorities be taken as having been read three times, and that the mayor and clerk be authorized to sign same thereto.
Motion, is there support? Deputy Mayor Sutherland supports that motion. Discussion at this time? Hearing none, all in favor? Opposed, motion is carried.
Consent reports, there's one consent report.
Deputy Mayor Sutherland.
Thank you. I move the consent report, excuse me, be received.
It's been moved, supported by Councilor Puget. Any discussions? Hearing none, all in favor? Opposed, motion again is carried unanimously.
Consent correspondence, there's six items before council.
Council's pleasure, Councilor Puget.
That the correspondence be received with the exception of a number six.
There is support for that. Councilor Sutton, support that motion?
I was going to ask that item one be dealt with separately as well.
Okay. All in favor? Councilor, is there another one? Councilor Pilon, have you got one?
Number two, one and two.
So you want to, okay. One, two, and six. So you're going to approve three, four, and five. On three, four, and five, consent correspondence, it's council's pleasure. All in favor? Opposed, motion is carried. Consent correspondence number one. Councilor Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is an annual event the community living in Essex County puts on, and they challenge each municipality to put forward a team to compete for the Community Cup. Amherstburg, as per usual, is always the leader in this regard, having won the inaugural Community Cup, and I would move that we once again put forward a team to defend that championship.
There's support for that. Councilor Pilon supports that motion. Discussion, if any, at this time. Deputy Mayor Sutton.
Just a question to Councilor Sutton. Is that for the council members to be on this team, or can we get a scratch golfer from down the...
That all depends on whether you want to win.
Well, knowing this team, I guess I got my answer.
Winning isn't everything.
It isn't
the only thing. On the motion, any further discussions? If not, all in favor? Opposed, motion is carried unanimously. Number two.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Which is the Essex Region Conservation annual golf tournament. I want to move and encourage the town to participate in this.
When you say participate, are you talking to foursome?
As you know, there are two members of IRCA. Two members are from town council on IRCA. At least for the two of us, and if we can get a team to go, that'd be great.
So you're looking for four. You got two, and you're looking for two more.
Well, yes. So if we have the participation
the
here,
we have
yes.
To put the motion yes. Here, Councilor Pilon.
Sure.
You got to say what you mean.
Yeah.
Okay. You got it. Further discussion. Is there a supporter for that motion? Was there a supporter for your motion, Councilor Puget? Further discussion. All in favor? Vote is carried. Item six.
Thank you, Mayor Hirst. I'd like to put forth a motion that the correspondence from Catherine Emma regarding pending cuts to the health care system be received. The council support the request to implore Deb Matthews, the Ontario Minister of Health and Long-Term Care, to return to the table to negotiate an agreement for fair compensation to doctors in the best interest of the taxpayers of Ontario in light of the announced pending cuts to our health care system. And further, that correspondence be sent to Ontario municipalities requesting their support of same.
They're supportive for that motion. Deputy Mayor Sutherland supports that motion. Any discussion at this time? Councilor Pion, you have any input?
If I may, I just wonder if we should also make it available to our MP, or our MPP, I should say, in the area. Okay.
Councilor Puget.
And the minister, yes.
I have no objection to that. I do know that a petition has been sent to Terrence McNatichak, and he was going to bring it up before legislature, but if you...
As a friendly amendment, you'd like to have that entered into the...
Sure.
Okay? Okay with the mover and supporter? There's no further discussion. All in favor? Opposed? Motion again is carried unanimously.
Consent other minutes. There's four sets of minutes before council.
Councilor Sutton, relative to those four sets of minutes.
Move that the minutes be received as listed in items 1-4.
It's been moved. Supported by Councilor Pilon. Discussions, if any? Comments or concerns? Hearing none, all in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried.
Unfinished business items?
Councilor David, if you would.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to talk in relationship to item number 10, the naming of the Kennard Bridge, and put a motion forward that the Council of the Town of Amherstburg request the Council of the County of Essex to consider naming the bridge where County Road 20 crosses River Kennard, the James Hancock and John Dean 1812 Memorial Bridge by the anniversary date of July 16th in light of the 1812 celebrations. And I'd like to speak to the rationale. We did have a report coming from
Dean. We'll let you speak. Your motion's on the floor, but we'll let you speak once we get a supporter for the motion. If they're supportive for that motion.
I'll support it so that
Councilor Puget supports that motion in an attempt to allow Councilor Davies an opportunity to speak.
Thank you. This year marks the celebration of 200 years of peace between the United States and the lands now known as Canada. The injury and death of Dean and Hancock during the defense of the American invasion as the first injuries in the last conflict between our two countries are significant to the historic legacy, but not significantly represented by any landmark anywhere. The County Road 20 Bridge over River Kennard approximates and certainly more than adequately represents the location of that battle. The bridge is currently unencumbered by any official name. The plaque adjacent to the bridge currently identifies the area to be historic significance. However, the intentions of that landmark have faded at least. In summary, the naming of the bridge is relevant to the significance of the bicentennial year that event of Hancock and Dean is well documented and as verified as any other historic event, and better than most. The bridge at least approximates the location of the bridge, describing the accounts of Dean and Hancock's battle. The bridge is currently unnamed. The positive public relations, media reception, and future tourism potential will benefit the County of Essex and draw attention to one of the most visual appealing areas in the region.
Further discussions? Not. Councilor Puget?
I really totally respect where Councilor Davies is coming from. I know that a lot of research has gone into it. We're getting some other people that are saying that their research isn't quite the same. And I know the people that have contacted me, they want to keep the name River Kennard, and I know that it's come up in discussion, River Kennard Memorial Bridge of 1812.
They have absolutely no objections for a plaque naming these two gentlemen, but it's just that they want to keep their identity. They do refer to that bridge as the River Kennard Bridge, and I'm just really worried about if we name it after just the two gentlemen. So that's my comment.
Councilor DePasquale.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I admire what you're doing, Carolyn. You've done a lot of work. I know I've gotten a lot of reading done in the last 2 weeks.
have you read them all?
But putting that aside, I kind of agree with Councilor Puget. There are some people out there that wouldn't mind seeing it named in a historical manner. I mean, there's some evidence there that these two gentlemen were involved and were injured and et cetera. I'm not going to argue because there's all kinds of different things. And I know a local citizen that has put in a 20-page report to be brought forward sooner or later on it. But would your group consider River Kennard War of 1812 Memorial Bridge, John Hancock and Dean, like named in this plaque or something, putting that they were the first casualties of that war? I'm just putting that forward.
Further discussions? Councilor Dean.
It's certainly the decision of what the bridge would be named if the county council decided on would be up to county council. I think I was just bringing it forward because it was such a significant battle. And it's not the bridge where, it was that location. And certainly if you went to the United States and such a battle had occurred, they would have plaques all over the place recognizing the human beings that were involved. And I think that's what this gentleman is just trying to do. They're significant. It's in every history book you can imagine, including our golden key treasury book. It's page 28. It's a clue if anybody's doing that. But the bottom line is that these people they were the first deaths in the War of 1812. Tremendously significant. It happened in our town, and yet the rest of Canada is also celebrating it. Their death occurred, or Hancock's death occurred on July 16th, 1812, and these people were hoping that it could get recognized for that period of time. There are, in fact, 12 to 15 bridges that cross the River Kennard, so there are 12 to 15 bridges over River Kennard, and I'm not sure whether or not the people assume that they're talking about the St. Joseph's Bridge when they talk about their village. This is a highway bridge quite out of the village, and I'm not sure that there's so many bridges, but the main bridge is that St. Joseph's Bridge, which is really the part of the village that's been well documented in that 1812 book out of Windsor, which inadvertently put the wrong picture in when it was supposed to have been talking about Highway 20. So there was some confusion created by that because they put the wrong bridge in that article about Hancock and Dean. I think it would be sad if we missed this opportunity to put them on the map in the year of 200 years of when they were killed. It's up to council if you don't want to be parcel of naming that, but I do think it would be a loss to our own historic development and recognition of what went on in the past.
On the motion, Councilor Pion.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. On the motion, this has come across our emails quite a bit, a lot of information. Did I read every single word? No. But I definitely read a lot of it, and they definitely working hard to get that bridge renamed. But you know what? What would be wrong with just, you said there used to be a monument there or plaques?
There is a plaque. So,
maybe if the people want this, they could put up a bigger plaque, get a monument and put it up there so it would be more recognizable than just a plaque on the bridge. People driving by don't have time to read that plaque anyway. So, but you know, and being a county bridge, I don't really think it's going to have a big impact what council wants anyway, to be honest with you.
On the motion, all in favor? Opposed? Motion is lost. Anything else on the unfinished business? New business. Nothing under new. Let me just say, I guess, am I the only one that had been approach with regards to the rumor of the Friar settlement with the town's insurance. I just, no one ever mentioned it from this council, and I'm just wondering, you know, we talk about transparency and what has transpired, nobody said anything, and I'm just wondering, I'm the only one that has heard that has been approached. Councilor Steele.
Well, you know what, Mr. Mayor, you're right. I've been approached by a couple people, and I know I've talked with John. He's had people also. So, you know what, in the just transparency, that's a big word of the day, and council always was transparent, but we're doing everything we can to be even more so. So I guess I'd like to make a motion that we have a report back to council. I'd like to go back roughly to 07. Get all the. I don't want to just pinpoint any one person. You know what? If we're going to be transparent,
are you making a motion? Make a motion,
yeah.
Please.
The motion is to go back to 2007 on our lawsuits that have affected our town rate. Current the lawsuits that have affected our insurance rates. Okay. Will that cover,
is that your motion?
Yeah. Yeah, that should cover.
You're a supporter for that motion. Right. Councilor DePasquale supports that motion. Further discussion. Councilor Puget, followed by Councilor Sutton.
I just wonder why we're going back, if I could ask through you, Mayor Hurst, why to Councilor Pilon, why the 2007? Because we weren't on council at that time, unless you're referring to the fact that it might take that long for it to be settled. I'm not sure.
If I may, well, 2007, I think that's roughly where our insurance rates started going up. I know the last 2-3 years have been our highest increases, but I just pulled a figure to go back instead of just the last year, because obviously there's been others that have gone on a long time. So, I mean, let's get a fairly accurate report. Let the town know why our money's going.
Follow-up?
Supplementary, Mayor Hurst. Thank you. Is this public information? Is this allowed? Because most of the time when a lawsuit, you're silenced on it.
Well, I think the motion by council will give an administration that authorization to find out exactly. But any time you are being spending taxpayers' money, taxpayers should know exactly what that money is being spent for. And that shouldn't be silent. On the motion, Councilor Sutton.
And just another little tidbit, why it's come out and people are asking is, the settlement with the police officer a while ago, that was in the paper. And people are saying, well, why don't we know what else, who else has been suing the town? Where's the money going? Because every last few budgets, we've been saying how it's increased our insurance. So let's find out.
Thank you, Councilor Sutton. Councilor Pilon, would you mind?
Oh, really? Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I know people get Councilor Pilon like it quite easily. Yeah, absolutely. But I think that's wise this motion, because I get questions all the time regarding the insurance payouts and why insurance has gone skyrocketing and how come the public never hears about the settlements that are made. And as I've often stated around the table, you know, I mean, I think that level of transparency is owed to our taxpayers, because if one is confident enough that you know, you have a legitimate suit against the town and you want remuneration because of something that the town did improperly, then you should be able to stand behind that decision, and that decision should be made public. And if we need to do things better internally or externally and throughout the town to limit our risk, then so be it. But at the same time, I think, you know, the idea that one can just sue the town and then that settlement never sees the light of day is a direct slap in the face to our taxpayers as well, because they have a right to know where their tax dollar is going.
Councilors Davey, followed by Councilor DePasquale.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And yeah, I agree that certainly anytime there's a lawsuit comes forward, we have to make sure that that any causes of that, if we are found negligent, need to be corrected to prevent a future problem. The other question, though, I'd like to ask is how many of these settlements were made because of the cost of legal charges if we had gone through with it? I know certainly with bylaws, it sometimes gets just too expensive to take it to court. And I'd like to see that if our legal consulting is so expensive that we have to kind of bite the bullet and say, okay, we can't continue on this, and which may argue for having our own counsel on staff so that we can carry through on these.
I just think that is going to be a very difficult and lengthy thing to do, what you're suggesting versus what counsel appeal on it. I mean, that would be a tremendous, you know what you'd have to do for that? I think you can give council direction for that, and then they can respond back what it would take.
I'd be happy to do that.
Now let's do that after we do this motion.
Okay.
On the motion, Councilor DePasquale.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Just to clarify, there are usually in civil cases, there's a number that are it's agreed upon and sealed at the end of the whatever you pay out. Now, how are we going to get around that? Are you going to just identify and not put anything down? I mean, we don't have the authority to breach a judge's order.
I think that will be brought back in the report that
they
bring back.
I just want to make that clear.
Very clear. But that doesn't preclude the fact that when we are paying out taxpayers' money from the public, they should have a right to know exactly what they're paying out. On the motion, all in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried unanimously. Councillor David, you wanted to give some direction, did you?
Yes, thank you much, Mr. Mayor. Where it is possible, it would be interesting to see a comparison of issues that we had to put the brakes on legal procedure due to the cost of consulting versus being able to carry on if we had had our own lawyer.
I'm just if I could get some clarification, Councillor Davies, our solicitor, Ed Hosliff, would deal with litigation matters to the court. Insurance settlements and insurance claims would be dealt with through Frank Cowan, who hires a solicitor on our behalf. So what you're asking is if there is a settlement that is had, why did we settle on each one? It would require that we looked up every single case.
No, I'm not asking that. I'm just asking a broad stroke. Certainly, if we had our own solicitor with a set salary that was fixed, would that have allowed us to carry on with some of the cases, or would we have had to have a separate solicitor anyway? But if that were the case, like I'm thinking bylaw and those kinds of things, would it have been in our best interest because we could have carried it further? But due to cost, we would have had to kind of cut through the chase, I guess.
I understand what you're asking. Just to clarify, though, if we did have an in-house solicitor versus not an in-house solicitor, that solicitor typically would not take on the insurance. It would stay with Frank Cowan's company to hire the solicitor through them. They're the experts in that area.
Thank you.
Okay. Next on the agenda.
Notices of motion?
No notices of motion. Brings us to
bylaws, a confirmatory bylaw for June 7th and 11th.
It's your pleasure. Deputy Mayor Sutherland.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that bylaw 2012-47 being a bylaw to confirm all resolutions of the Municipal Council meeting held June 7th and 11th, 2012, be taken as having been read three times, finally passed, and the mayor and clerk be authorized to sign the same thereto.
Supported by Councillor Sutton. Discussion? Seeing none, all in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Next on the agenda? Councillor Sutton?
Motion to adjourn.
And moved, supported by Deputy Mayor Sutherland. All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Thank you, good night.
Is this the shortest meeting we've had so far?
Yeah.
Thank you.